Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 141. Right?
I know we're 2 days late. You know, just stuff, but you know, we're at least posting an episode this week.
Yeah, I've been tired.
Yeah.
Ryan got home late last night. I was trying to stay up and I was like, no, I'm tired.
No, Asher is old. Takes
it out of you.
Works rough. He'll get the quiz job soon.
Hope so.
Next year. Yeah. But before this episode starts, make sure to join our Discord. I know you guys with no ears, don't listen to that part. They just grow back every time, I swear. But, you know, like 10,000 of you a day, like, really kind of listen to us, and you guys just don't join our Discord. I don't know what's up with that. But.
No ears having.
No ears just. Must be rough not having ears. But yeah, join our Discord. Yeah, we say this every episode. You know, get some merch if you want to, link in the description, you know, yeah. Follow our socials as well. But we can go ahead and get into the topics.
All right. So Naughty Dog and Sony's new IP Intergalactic see some backlash online.
Intergalactic. I haven't heard of Naughty Dog making a game in forever.
They make the, well, yeah, I mean, that's fair, but they make the Last of Us games.
I know they made that.
Which,
because they made
Last of Us Part 2 is coming to PC in April.
And stuff like that, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Naughty Dog.
Yeah. But, which The Last of Us Part 2 is coming out in April, which they announced at the Game Awards last.
Can't wait for that. It'd be nice. I think that's also a reason why I'm getting like a PS5 and stuff. I want to get a PS5 so I can play this because I want to play like The Last of Us and crap like that. And you know how
play
they
it
only,
on
like,
PC.
It ruins the experience.
Why? Wow, use a PS5 controller. It's the same thing. That's
I don't get one.
Buy one. You make money. If you're going to make enough money to buy a PS5. Just buy a sneaking PS5 controller. That's what I did.
It's $70. That's too much.
Versus $500. Plus, you got to buy a new PC.
Yeah, true. But you know, given you know it's the first Naughty Dog game announced in years, you know that isn't a remastered or a sequel. You know, obviously Last of Us and you know Watch Dogs 2, Uncharted, like a whole bunch of those different games, and
all good games
have just been sequels. Yeah,
Naughty Dog
game.
Comes out with banger after banger.
Oh yeah,
started out with Crash Bandicoot. Just kept going, man.
Yeah, they're like, just let's cook, you know. Let's just
that's
keep
what they do.
Cooking.
Them like, and Santa Monica like, and Insomniac hardly ever
they
make
don't,
bad games, man.
They don't miss like when it comes to games. Like they just make like Game of the Year contender after Game of the Year contender. Basically,
they're not Bethesda.
Don't get me started on Redfall, either. We always bring that up sometime, but, you know.
Rough.
But, Intergalactic the Heretic. Proffert's trailer from last night's Game Awards. Obviously, it wasn't last night. This article, it was.
It wasn't 17th, was it? Last week.
Game
Awards. Was it the 17th? Yeah. 4 days ago. I thought it was last week.
Wait.
14th. 14th, mate.
Yeah, it was 14th because we recorded then.
Yeah, it was 14th.
We recorded like a day after the Game Awards.
I was like, it wasn't 4 days ago. It was on the weekend.
Oh.
It was the 14th, I guess.
Yeah. But the PlayStation version of the trailer, like for this new game, like this was at the time of the article, it obviously has more now. But at the time of the article, it had 587,000 views, and obviously even more now, just probably in the millions.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't checked it or anything like that. But that's for the PlayStation version. Which I don't have, the other version. Do you have, like, the view count for the other version?
No, I don't. It probably won't come out on PC for a while after it comes out on PlayStation. Usually they come out a year or two later.
Yeah. But it says here, like, both trailers are getting ratioed in terms of likes and dislikes. You know, the former has 38,000 likes and obviously more now, you know. And then 51,000 dislikes, and obviously more now. But people are weird. They just dislike everything. They hate on everything.
Even if it doesn't need to be disliked, like, they dislike it.
Exactly. It's just...
If it's just like, not something like they were expecting, like, it wouldn't surprise me if people would just dislike it because it's not something they're used to from Naughty Dog.
Yeah, just like saying
it's not an Uncharted. It's not a The Last of Us. I mean, it's not something like that.
Yeah, no, people are weird. They just complain.
Yep.
But it says here, people also included gems. Like they were like, like the trailer's 2 hours was 2 hours ago? ? Like they were so surprised. Like, oh, it's getting this many views. You know.
Yeah.
And then people are also saying, like, ooh, it's so old when you remastered. Like, they hate for no reason.
Oh, yeah. People are aggravating.
Especially when it comes to basketball, you know, just sports like that, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Boston fans.
Yeah, and then also, people hate games, like, you know, Fortnite, even though, you know, it's a perfectly fine game. People just hate on games in general. Just because they haven't played them, or
I
hate
on Fortnite, depending on what season it is.
Yeah, or just depending on what you go against a sweaty guy or not.
Oh yeah,
you blame Fortnite. You don't blame the person.
Yeah, Fortnite's trash. This game sucks.
And then like say if we're talking about Warzone. Warzone's actually good. You know.
Oh yeah.
Warzone's trash. Shit sucks. No, you just suck.
Yeah.
There's really not many bad games. Just like people get mad, and then
I mean, there are bad games, but not as many as what people. Yeah, Redfall. Like now, come on, Black Ops 6 though. Like I mean, people blame Black Ops 6, but it's just you're washed though. Like
you just suck. You literally just suck.
Because Black Ops 6 is a good game.
Like Ashton, he'll be dying a few times or whatnot. He's like, oh, this game's trash. He literally doesn't mean it.
No, I don't mean it. But like, I'll die a few times in a row. I'm like, oh, this game's rigged, bunch of bullcrap. And then I'll go on like a 10-kill win, like going streak.
Oh,
and then my KD will be like almost 3. And I'm like, yeah, this game's good. But just those 3 deaths in a row, like, this game's washed.
It sucks. It needs to retire. Like, people just.
Just because I say it doesn't mean I mean it.
There's just like a whole bunch of backlash and everything, like mixed reviews on like games in general. Not even just this new game, Intergalactic, whatever. Just in general.
Just in general.
But people were just kind of hating on it a little bit, just because the trailer and stuff. You know, like half most of the games that ever come out. So it's just normal. You guys heard now, LeBron just hit a 3.
This isn't our sports podcast, but I'm watching Lakers. Shit. But all right. Sorry.
But yeah, people have also like hated on like the character designs and stuff like that as well. Like, you know, like, I'm guessing, like, certain people, like, Gabriella, I guess that's a character, or Hattie Gabrielle or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They're hating on her design and stuff like that.
You know, like...
Like, they were saying, like, it's too woke and stuff like that.
I mean, like, just wait till the game comes out, try it out, and then say if it's trash or not. Like, just don't hate on it before you even try the game.
Yeah, people right now are, like, just saying, like, oh, she's, like, too woke of a character. And, like, you know, it's too, like, I guess, chill or something? I don't know. But, and they're saying, like, you know, the game's probably going to fail just because of that and stuff like that, just because of character designs and stuff, too. People just, again, hate and stuff for no reason.
It might fail, but we just got to wait and see, you know? Yeah, see if it's a good game or not.
It's a Naughty Dog game, so it's most likely going to be pretty decent. It's
probably going to be a banger,
like,
man.
It's not going to be a... Even if it is, like, bad, it's not going to be bad.
It could be bad for a Naughty Dog game, but not actually be bad.
Like, yeah.
It could be bad for a Naughty Dog game, but it'd be good for a Bethesda game, you know?
Yeah, just like...
Just depending on where you're at on the scale,
it could be good or bad. Yeah, people have high expectations for Naughty Dog, you know, obviously. You know, they're one of the biggest and most, you know, popular video game companies in the world, I mean.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong on that either. Bethesda does make good games, but they're known as... I mean, they get their nickname Bugthesda, like they...
Yeah, because all they just have a whole bunch of bugs. Bethesda, Destiny, like, and all that too.
Yeah, like Starfield, and I mean it's good now and stuff, but
it did have bugs. Obviously every game's gonna have bugs when it first comes out.
Some of them are just ridiculous and game breaking.
Yeah, but Bethesda's just game breaking. There's really not much on that. Just, you know, people are really, like, complaining about, like...
Just hating to hate.
You know, people, like different character designs. Like, oh, you know... It literally says here, Lev from TLOU2 is an odd first name. It says here the character is so much less attractive and lighter skin color than Gabriel, or whatever. People are complaining about skin color, too.
It's racist.
Like, just... Who cares?
Yeah, seriously. Just wait people for the game to come out and then start hating if it's bad.
Exactly. It makes sense if you hate if it's bad, but come on now.
Hating just from character designs? Like, I understand character designs can be ugly, but just wait for the game and see how good it is.
Yeah, maybe they'll change. Like, how, you know, for example... You know, back in Spider-Man PS4, you know, they changed Peter Parker's design from, you know, the Miles Morales game. They changed his design. Like, that's just for example. Like, they just changed their... They could possibly change. Really?
Not like from the PC remaster to Miles Morales?
Oh, makes sense then, because the PC remaster, like, ups everything. But if you play it, like, on, like, if you look at the original PS4 gameplay and then go over to, like, you know, Spider-Man 2 or Miles Morales, you can easily tell that his face is completely different. People hated it. I think I like it, but people just, you know, again, hate.
Yeah, like the PC remaster for Spider-Man 1 and then Miles Morales, like, they look, from what I can remember, like, I didn't see any really difference. Maybe.
There's just a few facial differences. It looks more
realistic. Not like a completely different face.
Yeah, not like a full out completely different face, but you know,
maybe they fix it for the remaster too.
Maybe, but
for PC remaster and then Miles Morales, maybe they
could, yeah. But we can shut up about this talk.
All right. Xbox games going forward are not expected to be exclusives.
I kind of figured that because, you know, obviously all these titles going to, you know, PlayStation and Nintendo, like, you know, and stuff like that. So I'm not really surprised that, you know, Xbox isn't going to like forward games to be exclusive anymore.
Just so maybe that's weird if a new Halo comes out.
Yeah, that'll
not going to be exclusive. So, it said that it might be a timed exclusive, like it might be an exclusive for a certain amount of time. So like 6 months, a year, but eventually there's not going to be any exclusive. including Forza, Halo. I mean, even Indiana Jones, the new one that just came out a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it was.
It's going to be, you know, not going to be exclusive.
Yeah, it says here, the words Xbox exclusive haven't been used that much in recent years, and now it seems that, you know, that may be here to stay. Windows Central, a new site for all things Microsoft, has, you know, done a big feature piece on Xbox strategy of moving forward for the next decade, and the site's executive editor, Jez Corden, has posted on X, formerly known as Twitter, you know, some tweets that sum up the biggest, you know, takeaway of that piece. Those tweets, like, Xbox won't have exclusives going forward. Everything is, you know, timed exclusive at most, as Ashton literally just said. It says here, if some games are exclusive, it's going to be, you know, incidental at best. So literally it's just going to be time-based. Like, maybe say, you know, say if a new Halo did come out, like, or Halo something something, right?
Halo Infinite 2.
Yeah, Halo Infinite 2 or Halo Master Chief's the Master Chief's the GOAT or something like that, you know? you know, you have that come out and, you know, say they want to, they're going to have, like, exclusive for, like, a month or so, or a few months or so, and then it's going to be moved over to PlayStation or, you know.
Or to Switch 2 at that point, you know?
Yeah. Can't wait for that.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. We still haven't seen anything from Nintendo about it. Just everywhere else.
Yeah, it's everywhere else but Nintendo.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, we'll keep you guys updating that, like always, with, you know, your weekly gaming news and sports news if you guys go check out our sports podcast.
Yeah, we've noticed some of you have been listening to it over there, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, we really do. So thank you guys so much for that. Greatly appreciate it. But, hold up here. People are also saying, like, you know, the reason they're doing this, like, exclusive, like, getting rid of the exclusive in general, because, like, all the layoffs and stuff as well. I mean, it makes sense.
Well, if they keep it, you know, going to other platforms, they'll obviously make more money on it, you know?
Yeah.
But,
so,
I think that's just been the plan from Microsoft for a while, which I've said that before, that eventually they're not going to have exclusives and they're not going to do consoles anymore. They're just going to have Game Pass, and Game Pass will be available on every single platform. Nintendo Switch 2 will eventually have it, probably, because they've already, like, talked to Nintendo to have it on their current Switch, and Nintendo turned it down. I'm thinking if Microsoft offers Nintendo a big enough chunk of change, then they'll have it on Switch 2. Who knows? Maybe it'll be on PlayStation, you know? You never know.
It's just, like, for example, like, Sea of Thieves was, like, a major Xbox exclusive, and they brought it to console, like, not, oh my lord, they brought it to, you know, PlayStation and Switch.
Hi-Fi Rush. Yeah, it was a very popular game, and they ported it over.
But now, it says here, more recently, some of Microsoft's, you know, biggest upcoming titles, you know, could be exclusive as well, set to go multi-platform, including these, like, newer games that are, like, just coming out. Doom the Dark Ages and The Outer Worlds 2, while the, you know, obviously new released Indiana Jones game will, you know, hit PS5 in the spring. But also, you know, obviously the main core of, like, the Xbox exclusives, like Halo, Forza, Gears of War, aren't off the table either, because if you remember correctly, we talked about Gears of War E. It's going to be coming to PlayStation. So that means, obviously, like, the other Gears of War games are going to be to PlayStation.
Man, that is so weird.
I know.
To see a Gears of War game to PlayStation.
That's going to be weird. I literally, in my closet
Forza?
In my closet right now, I have the original Gears of War with the ring around it.
Oh, yeah, the laser burn.
But, it's going to be weird to see a Gears of War, a Halo, a Forza that's not Xbox exclusive.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Yeah, I mean, I'll still have it on Game Pass, you know, I'll play it on PC, but so, really won't be much of a difference to me, but like, it'll be good for other gamers to be able to play those games.
It'll be different.
And like, maybe PlayStation or Switch players have never played a Forza before. Like, that'll be a good experience for, you know, that'd be good for them because those are really good games, good franchises.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of people can't afford, like,
multiple consoles, yeah.
Say you know the only thing you can get is a Switch Lite.
Yeah,
and you can be able to cross platform other console games, you know, instead of these Switch, you know, exclusives and stuff like that. If you say a kid, you know, who's never tried Halo before and wants to play the first ever Halo, absolute peak, you know,
yeah,
amazing.
Three. Yeah,
oh yeah. Four was decent.
Four was okay.
It started going downhill after five.
The box art for five was amazing, but that's as far as it went.
The box art was nice.
It was nice, but that's it.
You're like, let's make art.
Let's make the box art look so good and the game be complete garbage.
Look, great advertisement. The game, though, let's make it trash.
Yeah.
But, you know, people who say, if you know, can't really afford a high-end console or whatever, and say if you could only afford, like, maybe an Xbox One stuff and, you know, get, you know, maybe if PlayStation or something, maybe if they decide to, you know, port over stuff too. But in the future, I'd say, but right now, no.
I know MLB The Show was a PlayStation exclusive, and now it's available on all consoles.
Yeah.
So it's not impossible. And plus, they're at least putting their big, heavy-hitter games on PC eventually. Yeah. So that's a start for Sony.
That's a sign. That
now, Nintendo, I don't think they will ever put their games on any other console, not on PC, nothing. It's going to be a Nintendo console, which... I expect from Nintendo.
I mean,
they're that family friendly, you know, whatever. You know, that's Nintendo. That's fine.
Yeah.
And I'm actually surprised Sony did. I'm surprised they put theirs on PC.
Yeah.
And then the Lego Horizons Adventures, which is basically Horizon Zero Dawn made into Lego World. It's available on Switch, PC, PlayStation. Maybe Xbox. I can't think. I'm not sure if it's on Xbox or not, but I know it's on Switch, PlayStation, and PC.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense to be on PlayStation, but.
Right.
You said Switch and PC.
That launch day, too. It wasn't a wait. It was launch day on all three. Xbox. I can't remember if it's on Xbox or not.
I think it might be on Xbox now. Like their Game Pass. I'm not sure, though. I don't really. The only thing I keep up with in Game Pass really is, you know, Black Ops 6.
Yeah, Black Ops 6.
Yeah, the GOAT. Obviously not the GOAT, that's Black Ops 2, but, you know, right now...
That's LeBron James.
Yeah, that's LeBron James. But, yeah, there's really nothing else here. Just
okay, so it is only Switch, PlayStation 5, and Windows, not Xbox.
Windows. Oh, okay.
But still, that's a start. I mean, that's surprising.
That's a start for Sony, you know, kind of porting over some. They said, we don't like Xbox.
I mean,
they've been rivaling us for years.
The biggest competitors, pretty much. Like, I mean, yeah, Nintendo's there and everything, but
But Nintendo's always been like,
do their own thing, you know.
Yeah, they don't care. There's like, we're gonna get this out, you know. We're not gonna compete, you know.
And then it's Xbox, like, I'm gonna do my own thing. Screw what you got.
Yeah, you're like, we're gonna make a cool handheld console.
Good.
And then a few years later, you know, now
make PlayStation cool.
PlayStation Portal.
PlayStation 4.
And then now Microsoft's gonna make the Xbox handheld. So yeah, Nintendo just does their own thing, then people copy.
Pretty much.
But we can move on to the last topic here.
All right. Information for a new Far Cry game leaks.
I know Far Cry 6 launched in 2021. Was it 2021?
I think so.
It was around, I think, 2021, 2022. But I heard it was a really good game. I never actually got to play it.
Have you played a Far Cry game at all?
Yeah. Played Far Cry 3 a bit. On the 360. I never got into the Far Cry series, though. I was more like Call of Duty, or just other games.
I never got into them like real heavy, but I played it a couple times.
Yeah.
I think 3.
But it says here, despite not officially announced by, you know, being officially announced by Ubisoft, at the time of writing, a Far Cry 7 rumor has fans seriously divided. Why are people
always divided?
People never just, they can't agree on nothing. I mean, I get you have your own opinions, but hang on. But it says here, some fans perhaps getting a bit tired of Ubisoft's, tired and tested formula of the Far Cry series. But there is, no doubt when the next game arrives, it will be a big deal for its community. Obviously, people are going to be excited. You know, the Far Cry series is a very good franchise / series. I mean,
if Ubisoft doesn't mess up, because Ubisoft's going to be kind of trash late.
Yeah. Especially, they've been like trash with all the new Assassin's Creed and stuff like that.
It's trash all around. They're going to go bankrupt if they don't change.
It fell off. After like 4.
Well, we need to get used to not owning our games, they said.
Oh yeah, I forgot. We can't have physical copies. No, I heard actually Ubisoft's gonna actually send a SWAT team to everyone who has physical copies, and they're gonna take your physical copies away. So even if it's 360 games, older games, even retro games, right? Yeah. They're going to send a SWAT team, and they're going to take your stuff. So, best watch out.
It makes sense.
Yeah, because, you better get used to, not
owning your games. So they're just going to take them away from
you. So dumb, man. It's dumb. But, the last game to be released in the popular series, it was 2021, was Far Cry 6, which launched in 2021 on PC, PlayStation, and Xbox. Usually, it can take 2 to 3 years for a sequel to arrive, so it's a bit strange that Ubisoft hasn't announced Far Cry 7 yet. It says here, that being said, a Far Cry 7 rumor has fans gotten talking, and it's related to it, potentially having a time limit.
Yeah, I've seen that.
It says here, also, perhaps similar to what we've seen from like Dead Rising and stuff like that, like in Dead Rising. Here's a little quote here. It says, so I just read an article that said Far Cry 7 will likely have a time limit, meaning you'll have to rescue the family. This is the central task before a certain clock runs out. A Redditor Thrillville said. So there's a little time limit and stuff. It's kind of weird.
I mean, it says we'll have 72 in-game hours to save the main character's family, forcing players to prioritize certain missions. This rumor has been proven decisive, as some fans are intrigued by the potential change of form, while others want a more traditional Far Cry.
I mean, It would be more realistic. Say, like, if you have a certain amount of time and, like, you want to, like, kind of play as that character, it would be more realistic to have a shorter time period instead of, you know, saves after saves, you know, yeah. And, you know, doing whatever you want. And just completing, like, doing side quests and stuff, then, like, obviously completing, like, the main story last. Like, you're going to have to... It's obviously going to feel rushed, but obviously it's going to be more realistic at times, too. Because if your family's getting kidnapped and, you know, they're being held hostage, eventually they're most likely going to get killed. So it kind of makes sense, but it's weird for a video game, you know?
It says Ubisoft has yet to confirm if the leaks are true for the time limit.
Yeah. I mean, that'll be an interesting thing. If people don't like it, they'll probably take it out or something like that.
But, at least, you know, make it an option, maybe. Like, yeah, a difficulty option or something.
Like, timed. Like, it can be called, like, timed or something like that. Yeah. Or whatever. Yeah. That'd be it's a cool concept idea, honestly.
It is, but we'll just wait and see.
But it says here, I don't know about you, but as a longtime Far Cry fan, I will not be buying this one. Because, you know, they don't want to, they have zero interest in the time trials. They continued, I'm, you know, into these games for the story and the freedom of exploration. So, I feel like if they do this time trial thing, it's going to be a separate thing. It's not going to be, you know, the main, thing, obviously.
Yeah, maybe. Could be.
Who knows? DLC thing or, you know, a separate difficulty, like you said. But this guy named EPD666, it's a devil right there, said, if this is true, I'm right there with you. He was replying to the guy who said, like, you know, I'm not going to get it or whatever. It says here, with an outrageous quote, 999, adding, if it's true, it will be the first Far Cry game I didn't actually play. I hate games with time limits. But to understand that, time limits do suck in some games. Like, say, like, the times, like, you know, the certain type of races you have to do. You have to go through, like, the time trials and stuff like that. They suck.
Yeah. But it makes sense. Like, Majora's Mask, I don't know if you ever played it, but it's time limit. Like, it's time you gotta do, like...
certain things
between certain like a 3-day period, you gotta do certain things on different days and stuff, but where you have the Ocarina of Time, you can reverse time, so something like that, it kind of makes it easier to, you can reverse time to do what you need to do or whatever. There's a song for the Ocarina to slow down time so you have even longer, so, you know, stuff like that that helps you make time be on your side. But like, just actual time trials suck because just different levels. Like, I know, like, on the SpongeBob games, like, there's different levels with time trials those suck.
Just a lot of games do have those time trials and stuff, and they suck. But, I mean, it would be an interesting, like, thing to have on the new Far Cry or whatever. But again, I would put it as, like, a different difficulty or whatever.
Would you pick up Far Cry 7?
I don't know, I haven't picked up Far Cry 6.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I probably wouldn't play it, honestly. I have so many games I need to play. I don't need to add another franchise to the list right now.
You're like, you know, I got, you know, Twilight Princess. I got a whole bunch of different games.
Twilight Princess.
Let me add
the Far Cry. Heck is a Wizard. Let me add Far Cry. I don't need to add anymore. Last of Us. I need to get it before The Last of Us Part 2 comes out in April. I need God of War Ragnarok.
Whenever we go like full time stuff, you'll have time to do everything. But like, you know.
Yeah, just right now I just don't have time between the podcast and actual working time.
Yeah. But there's the last thing it says here, you know. No people, yada yada yada. Saying like, oh, I won't buy this because, you know, that for Far Cry Says here, hopefully Ubisoft will announce Far Cry 7 by the time we get to, you know, the Summer Game Fest in June. You know, we'll obviously, you know, keep you guys posted on the information and stuff whenever that obviously happens. You know, that'll be a big deal in the gaming community when Far Cry 7 does get announced. So, you know, we'll obviously, you know, announce it and stuff like that to you guys. But that's literally all I have. There's nothing but not much else.
Well, that's all the topics we have. We appreciate you guys for listening. Follow all of our podcast socials, Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, personal Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our podcast Discord, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all of them. Our merch on TeePublic. Rylan, do you have anything?
Yeah, we're actually really close. In like next under week or about the next week, we're going to be at 1 million downloads. Which is insane. We still don't know what we're doing.
But... I don't know. I really don't know. We need to talk about it and decide, but...
There's no time, really. Your work's messing us up, Ash.
But 1 million downloads, that's crazy. We appreciate you guys. That's a big milestone for sure.
Major, major milestone. So thank you guys for that. We greatly appreciate it. I mean, that's awesome.
All right. Thanks for listening. And catch you in the next episode.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.